death is actually, when you think about it, the most beautiful thing you could possibly be a part of in someone's life. Like, to think that I'll never forget the moment that I held my best friend's baby at, you know, 10 hours old. Like, there's something about going into a room where someone is cooked that, like, just that fresh. Yeah. Not a day after, not a couple of days. Like,
no, that's exactly
you know,
right.
The first moments of their life. Yeah. And there is something just as precious and beautiful about that on the flip side that I think I agree with you. I think we're all missing.
Yeah, I agree.
I really agree. It feels to me almost like that kind of, I mean, I'm interested in Buddhism and the notion of beginningless, endless. And in the deaths that I have had close proximity to, there was definitely a sense of a continuum. And everything that happens when you're being born, you know, you're waking up into a world where you have to form attachments, and you literally, you see the newborn, they look like they're from another planet almost. Mm. And your life, you know, you start to speak and move and talk and eat and connect. And then as you're dying, what you can witness in someone, particularly if it's a disease that, you know, affects them over time, is that there's a process of letting go of each of those things.